Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, we can now reveal the secret. Brian Richardson told me on the coach back from South Shields that he would be taking over. It's now complete. There's all kind of a story going around about the manager.
There's nothing to this management.
He's in the boot of Brian Richardson's car. No, seriously, Brian, you take charge and everything goes well. Overall thoughts on the performance?
First half, I thought we played really well. I think the midfield did particularly well and we had some great performances out there. And I thought we controlled the game quite well. I think they changed the shape second half and they caused us more problems. I don't think we got on the ball as much as we should have done, but we certainly brought the pragmatic side out and we defended well. Then when, obviously when Jordan got sent off, I felt, you know, we held on well, you know, and we did at 3-0, but the penalty could have made our life a little bit easier. That's two we've missed in two games, so we need to have a penalty competition on Thursday night, I think, do you? So yep. See if we can find a penalty taker.
The first 60 seconds was a bit ropey. Was that Bank Holiday Entertainment that you decided to set up for the crowd?
<was it? laughs> Dutch football, playing from the back. I think they pressed quite well, to be honest with you. First 10 minutes, I think they were a lot of experienced players and they put us under a lot of pressure. They obviously done their own work on us, knew how we would play. And you know, they gambled on pressing us high and fortunately we got out of jail. I think Drew's back pass that nearly went in the net was a fantastic save by Kingy scrambling back.
And Matty Rain coming in, getting a start after coming in the second half on Saturday. How do you think Matty fitted into that?
Matty's fitted in great because Matty Rain is a left back who's come from Burnley and he's now played every position here by left back. So I think he's done fantastic for us. He's a very, very promising left back at this level. But he's played on the right for us. He's played holding midfield for us on Saturday. And the great thing about Matty is that he's flexible. And that's what you need. That's what managers need in clubs.
And how pleased were you the way that he got on the end of that second goal?
Well, it's funny, really, because we've been talking about it in the dressing room before, that number of balls we get to the near post and nobody attacks it. And Matty, God love him, went straight across it and got his shoulder on it or whatever he got. I don't know what he got on it. It certainly wasn't his foot. But it just shows if the ball's right and you make the right run, it'll go in anywhere, won't it? Which is what happened.
Let's talk about Cedric Mayne, who probably man of the match just about for us today. Really immense, incredibly skillful, incredibly strong player. When he to fight for the ball and to hold it, how do you see that today?
Well, I'm not sure I see that because I took him off for 10 minutes to go, so I'm a bit gutted that you've called him man of the match.
I thought you were just resting him.
No, we were resting him because he's obviously running. He's worked really hard and we've had nobody else in there, so he's had to play nearly 90 minutes now, quite a lot. And you're worried about things like that, where the players will get little niggles and you can make them worse. So, yeah, he's a great target, man.
It's great to see him.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's more to come. We need to get some goals in his game because he's more than capable of scoring goals.
So, Bootle on Saturday, FA Cup. How do you see them as opposition? What's the key?
Well, the FA Cup's strange, isn't it? I mean, I've had some awful turnovers in my career in FA Cups. So we've got to treat every team with the utmost respect. And we'd be expecting to turn the sort of performances that we've done today, regardless of where they are, because it's banana skins all round in the FA Cup. So, no, we'll be doing our job, doing our preparation and making sure that we're right.
And suspensions, perhaps two suspensions the weekend. What about Dan Lavercombe? Too soon for him?
I hope not. We were half expecting Dan to come in today, but I've got to give Lewis King credit. Yeah. I thought today, more so even than against side, I thought he's really, really good. And we knew we'd get bombarded a little bit with the big side they are. And I thought he stood up to it absolutely unbelievably well. I've been told I've got to say unbelievably, unbelievable. Because apparently I said that on Tim's. So it's now a bit of a catchphrase.
Unbelievably, unbelievable. That is your
that's
the man
new
who
catchphrase.
It'll always be remembered unbelievably, unbelievable. Do you know whether you will be in charge on Saturday or is that to
be? We'll have to see how Neil is. I mean, obviously, we're all wishing him get well as soon as he can. And we'll take that as the week comes on and see where he's at with it. But I'm sure he'll be happy today. He was never off the phone firing instructions down to the bench.
Was he?
We managed to ignore a few.
Was he, was
and
he
get on with the game.
Was he able to watch it?
I think,
was he just going off the radio
he's
commentary?
Just, he's just texting.
Off the radio commentary?
I haven't got a clue. Well, that's him. You know, when he gets a chance to have a breather, he just relax for another minute. You're all right. We're in good hands.
It's amazing you could follow the game in the boot of your car, I have to say. But anyway, thank you very much, Brian. Training tomorrow or just
no, we'll give him Tuesday off. That's a joke in the dressing room, but we'll be through on Thursday.
All right, well, thanks ever so much, Brian. Well done.
Thank you.
3 points, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, James.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.